Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call now, and we'll try and help you with all of your gardening needs. The first hour, I tried to concentrate on the poinsettia because we're all going to be having one or more in the home for the holidays. And to get you to realize that the sooner you purchase your cut tree and bring it home, put it someplace out of the weather in a bucket of water, the fresher that plant's going to be. Get it out of the sun. Get it out of the wind and put it someplace where it will stay dry. And that way when you bring it in, you'll have a plant that will be easy to maintain, not all covered with ice, and a real mess. And right now, the Christmas tree lots are not that busy, and your selection is at its best. So take advantage of the time. If you have it, get it done, bring it home, and when you're ready, the tree will be in your possession. Now, at this time of the year, lots needs to be done. I know a lot of you have houseplants. You're moving them around to make room for the tree and decorations. But try and move them where the plant will get plenty of light. It doesn't have to have full sun, but plenty of light. That way, it will be able to survive the winter. Keep your plants out of rooms that have a big heat source, like a wood stove, a pellet stove, a coal stove. The main reason is the humidity factor in that room. And the one plant that will not tolerate low humidity is the gardenia. And if you have, or maybe are going to receive, a gardenia for the holidays, that is not the place to put it. Too hot, too dry, and what will happen is when you receive the plant, it will have all these big, fat buds, white blossoms, and the lack of moisture in the air will make the buds fall from the plant before they have a chance to open. So, put it in any room where you have a problem with heat source. And believe me, they will do well. Now, if you buy a gardenia, I want you to do me one thing. Look at the pot itself. If the pot is like a rectangle, slanted sides, that's telling you that that gardenia has been repotted by the nursery. If it's like a cylinder, round, flat-sided, it's the original pot that the plant came in. If you want that plant to survive and thrive, pull it out. Look at the root ball, and the root ball will be a mass of roots. In Florida, where it's grown, it's watered every single day. In your home, it will not happen. I don't care what your intentions are, it will not happen. So, if it's in a 4, move it to a 6. If it's in a 6-inch pot, move it to an 8. 8 to a 10. Use a good quality potting soil. Firm the soil around the root ball properly. Water well. And then fertilize. Now, gardenias need to be fed every month all winter long. Lots of sun, lots of humidity. Now, what I've done with mine in the past, and I do it now, get a big plastic saucer. And you want that saucer to be the width of the foliage. Fill it with stones. Set your gardenia on top of the stones. And get into the routine that every morning you fill the saucer with water. Miss the buds. When the bud is attached to the plant, spray it. Wet, good and wet. And then fill the saucer with water. During the day, the water will evaporate. It will create moisture around the plant, helping to retain the flower bud on the plant. And believe me, it makes a wonderful, wonderful difference in the quality of that plant. So, large saucer, stone, set the plant on top of the stone, fill with water to the bottom of the pot, and miss on a daily basis. Now, if we can help you, 855-660-4261. Call us now, and we'll help you out to have great holiday plants and decorations. Now, one of the most popular gifts for a gardener is the amaryllis. And amaryllis can be purchased 2 different ways. 1 in a box. Less money. Open up the box. Small bulb. Little bag of soil in a pot. So you're paying for the box, small bulb, soil in a pot. The end result, 1 to 2 stems, 2 to 3 flowers per stem. Or for $2, maybe $3, more, buy the jumbo amaryllis. It will be loose. No, no bark, no pot, no soil, but the bulb itself will be double in size. Put that bulb in an 8 to a 10 inch pot. Plenty of room, plenty of soil. When you set the bulb in, set it in halfway. That will give it support. Keep it moist, keep it warm, and in a brightly lit room. Doesn't have to have priority being put in front of a window, but lots of light and nice and warm. And that bulb will give you 3-4 stems with 3 to 5 flowers per stem. So you're getting more than double, and they're larger, and they bloom better, and they're more likely to return next year.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We want to let you know that Monday we'll be starting to ship our Christmas wreath, and if you'd like to see pictures of the wreath and also centerpieces, go to paulparent.com. You can order directly on the website, or you can call after 10, 207-985-6972. That's right, the holidays are here. We're busy decorating, and they are available. So go to paulparent.com. You can order directly online or call 207-985-6972. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Harry from Maine with a question about amaryllis.
Harry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a question about amaryllis. I had two bulbs last year that bloomed very nicely, and when the weather warmed up, I took them out and I planted them in the garden, and they survived the summer. And maybe 2 weeks ago or so, I dug them up, and the bulbs look very healthy. And I put them in a pot with damp soil, but not wet. And I don't know how to go through a dormant period so that they'll bloom again.
Okay. First thing is no water. The plant needs to go dormant. So put it in your basement where it's cool and just say to the plant, I will see you after the holidays. The foliage right now is probably beautiful green. Allow it to turn yellow, and that will send all of the green chlorophyll into the bulb. The leaves will turn yellow, they'll turn brown, you'll cut all of the foliage off, and it will look like a big light bulb. And then after the holidays, the bulb itself needs about a month, sometimes more, to go dormant. And a basement where it's going to be on the cool side is the best place to keep that bulb. And then a month or more from now, add water with liquid fertilizer. Move it upstairs near a sunny or a brightly lit window. and slowly it will come right back to life.
Okay. The leaves actually had died before I dug it up. Does that matter?
Okay. Nope, it doesn't matter. That means that it went dormant all by itself.
Okay.
And now, when the blooms come out and they fade, cut the stem off, and during the rest of the winter, when the plant is in foliage and in bloom, feeds on a monthly basis.
Uh-huh.
And then, in May, replant in your garden and repeat what you did this past year. And the bulb should split and make a second bulb right next to it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Great.
Thank you. Have a happy holiday.
I say, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tom, bye-bye now. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We want to encourage you to sign up for our weekly newsletter. Just go to paulparent.com and click on newsletter, put your email address, and every Thursday you will receive a newsletter. 3 different stories and lots of information about your garden. 855-660-4261.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Grad Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Mass with a question about trumpet flowers.
George, good morning, and welcome to the Grad Club.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, listen,
hey, George.
Paul, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And taking off from that, I just wanted to thank you for all you do. And I'll have a question, too, at the end of this, but it's going to be quick. I thank you for your old ways that you impart with us about your dad and all you learned from him. I also want to thank you for all the information and knowledge that you got from working in the nurseries for so long. And all of that you impart to us, and you share that knowledge. So it's more than just growing flowers and trimming and all that. It's many, many years of depth of knowledge that you share with us. So I thank you for that.
I appreciate that, George.
Now I want to talk about trumpet vines that my grandson was trimming this Thanksgiving. And I told him I'd call you to... it's an arbor, and he was cutting back shoots. And I said, geez, I don't think you should be cutting too many back until I talk to Paul. So if you could help me with that. It's a yellow flower, the trumpet vine, and there's these long appendages coming off, long shoots. And I didn't know how to give information and how to trim it.
Okay. How long has the trumpet vine been there?
At least 4 years.
At least 4 years. And how much of the plant did he cut back?
Well, he was just tying things, and he stopped cutting after I told him. So he really didn't cut very much back.
Okay. You should be okay. The one thing that I would do, if there's some large branches that you cut that are, let's say, an inch in diameter, what I would do is get a candle, light the candle, drip a little bit of wax on that cut, and that will seal it to prevent moisture loss on that cut. And other than that, there really shouldn't be too much, because the trumpet vine is a very hardy plant, and on Cape Cod, climate is milder, and the plant should be okay. In early April, fertilize the plant with something like Plant Tone, and I would feed it again in probably mid-June, early July, and it should be okay.
Okay. I want to also tell you that those wonderful plants you brought up from Florida, the trumpet flowers, they're still booming down in my cellar. I got about five blooms.
You've got about five of them in bloom. That's
five
great.
Five blooms down cellar. So I'm going to bring it up for Christmas and then put it back down cellar again.
Yeah, those were Angel's trumpet.
Oh, Angel.
And Angel trumpet. And I took cuttings of some plants, and we sold them for the garden tour during the month of August, and all the proceeds went to the prevention of cruelty to children. So I'm glad you had good results. Keep them well fed. Feed them every couple of weeks. Lots of light. And I have seen Angel's trumpet in bloom on Christmas Day. So if you give them plenty of light, lots of food, they'll bloom for you. And George, have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you very much, Paul. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joan from New Hampshire with a question about her Douglas fir.
Joan, good morning.
And good morning, Paul. Nice to hear your voice. I have a 17-foot Douglas fir tree, and a lot of the branches have turned brown on the tips and some over the whole branch, and a little bit at the very top of the tree. Is it possible that we could save the tree by trimming the dead branches at this time, or what would you recommend?
Oh, boy. Have you noticed any, like, little white specks on the plant itself?
No, I haven't looked, really, but I could try that.
Okay, I want you today, go outside, look the plant over carefully, and especially on the underside of the needles and on the branches themselves. That particular plant has a tendency to have either scale or mealybug.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, mealybug and scale can be controlled now. You need a day with temperatures above 40. And you use an all-season oil. So,
all-season oil.
Oh, wow.
And then you spray it, and you should be all set.
Just spray that even at what time? What temperature to say?
It has to be above 40.
Above 40, okay.
Yeah, see, if you do it below 40 and the weather is cold, it will freeze on the plant. Mm-hmm. It will not kill the scale or mealybug.
Okay. There is wilt poop on the tree. That won't matter, right?
No. No.
So you just put, let's see, I forgot what it was now. Tell me again what you spray it with.
The main thing is that you spray the plant while the temperatures are above 40. And that way the product has time to dry on the plant and kill the scale or the mealybug. If you do it and the temperatures are below 40, then the product will freeze on the plant and will not be effective. And you need to have a 3-hour period with temperatures above 40. You do that, and any branches that are brown, take your fingernail, scratch the stem. If there's green underneath the stem, the plant's okay. And in the spring, it will return to green. But for now, leave it alone, spray it, no food, because the plant is dormant, and it should be okay. Thank you. Tom, who's up next? Okay, our phone number, 855-660-4261. If you go to our website, paulparent.com, we have all of our holiday rinks with pictures, and they can be ordered directly from the website. We're shipping on Monday, and if you don't have a computer, the phone number is 207-985-6972. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Helen from Mass with a question about her lawn.
Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. I was just wondering, I have a lot of leaves on my lawn, oak leaves mostly. And, how many can you mulch into the grass before you should start to bag them up?
How thick are the layer of foliage?
I can still see the grass.
Then mow it. Grind them all up so they are the size of a nickel or a dime. And you may have to go north to south, east to west, mowing it twice. And then over the winter, the microbes will break it down, turn it to soil, and your lawn will be in better shape in the springtime. But pine needles, foliage, right now, take the lawnmower and just grind it all up.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And what was the telephone number to listen if I don't have a computer?
207.
Yep.
985-6972.
207-985-6972.
Yeah, and
thank
call
you very
after
much.
10. Thank you. Now, at this time of the year, start thinking about decorating the outside. If you're going to use rope, evergreen rope, around a door and around a light pole, it will take 30 feet of roping. And it's something that should be done while the weather is in your favor. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Robert from Maine with a question about hydrangeas.
Robert, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
How are you, Paul?
I'm good. How are you?
Very nice. Oh,
Robert, hold on a second, and we'll get you right after this commercial.
Fed the birds during the winter, it's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR emergency water filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Robert. Robert, good morning.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
All right. I have about a dozen hydrangeas on my property that I normally trim back the blossoms off of in the fall. However, this year, the south side, it's been so warm, those hydrangeas have started to bud out and leaf out. And I'm wondering if I should cut those back or not.
Okay, what you want to remove from the hydrangea is the blossom only. Do not cut back the plant. I know the weather has been up and down. It seems to be getting a little bit cooler lately, and the buds that have begun to swell will stop swelling. But you need to remove the old flowers. The reason is the blossom itself has faded. It's dried out. And if you get a heavy, wet snow or ice, it will become very heavy, bend, and the branch will break, and then you'll lose all of the buds that have formed below the actual flower. So don't worry about the possibility of new growth. The temperatures will stop that. The main thing is you get all the old blossoms to prevent winter damage to your hydrangea plants between now and March.
And does that hold true also for the hydrangea tree? I've got two trees, and I've got some tall upright hydrangeas. Do all of those need to be trimmed also?
Yes. 2 years ago, when we had a lot of snow, I have a hydrangea tree that is probably 9 years old, about 4 inches in diameter. And that fall, I forgot. It was loaded with blossoms on them, and some of them like 6 to 8 inch in diameter. We had a heavy wet snow. The plant broke in 3 pieces, and the shape is ruined forever. So now, during October, November. I take my hand pruners, I snip every single blossom off, and only about an inch below the flower.
Yep.
So it's nothing but branches. And that way when it snows, it falls through the plant and there's no damage.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
I thank you for the phone call. Tom, I think we can get one more in before the top of the hour.
We can try. Next up, we do have Dottie from Maine with a question about rhododendron.
Dottie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I'm calling.
Hi.
My rhododendrons have gotten so tall that you can't see out the window. I wonder when you could prune them and, you know, they're quite old. They're probably 20 years old or so. But is this the wrong time to prune them for blossoms for next year?
Yeah, if you prune that rhododendron now, all the flower buds are on the tip of the new growth. And by pruning it at this time of the year, you remove all of the flower buds. So in June, there's nothing. The best time, wait until the flowers begin to go by in mid-June, early July. And at that point, you can cut back your rhododendron, also azaleas, by one-third of the green portion of your plant. So if your rhododendron, for example, is, let's say, 8 feet tall, the first 3 feet is stems. That will leave you 5 feet of foliage. You can remove 2 feet of foliage as they begin to grow by, and that will give the plant time to make new growth and flowers for the following season.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.